seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick, baby, your host of iTunes. In today's episode, you're probably going to share with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your fiance, because we're going to talk about 15 things you should know before dating an entrepreneur.
Hopefully this will, you know, give you a little bit of clarity why they're wired the way they are. So let me get right into it. Okay, so point number one, entrepreneurs are very, very weird. And you need to know this in advance. What do I mean by very, very weird? So let's talk about personality-wise. You can talk to them one moment and they are so happy. I mean, it's amazing how happy they are. And then next thing you know, an hour later, they're emotionally crying. Just nothing happened. They're just all of a sudden very emotional. And then the next thing you know, they're ticked off. They're absolutely ticked off. What the heck just happened here? Well, their brain is wired like that because they'll typically be a little bit more sensitive to things, because they take things very literal than everybody else. Like to them, it's like, I can't believe this just happened, and they go deep in emotions up, and then they feel it. For somebody who's like, oh, who cares? I don't care what they think. And their mind is wired like that. You could have three different people you're seeing at the same time when you're with an entrepreneur. I know, does this mean they're bipolar? Not necessarily means bipolar, although if you haven't read Hypomanic Edge or if you haven't read First Rate Madness, these are great books. It'll give you a very good idea of how some of the entrepreneurs are wired. But just know that it's not the same person you're dating all the time. Something could happen at any point that they'll shift their thinking. Now, keep this in mind. It may be more exaggerated when someone's 20, 22, 21 years old, but then it'll get settled down a little bit more, 35, 34, maybe even more than that, because it's maturity and you learn how to control your emotions. But you're going to see a lot more of this happy, sad, ticked off emotion earlier age than later on, because that matures and they get better at that. Now, point number two, if you date an entrepreneur, you know, generally it's either bust or all in. There's rarely in the middle. So if you're dating somebody and they're in the mode, for instance, I dated several girls who at that time, logically, it was probably the best decision making not dating me, because I was absolutely broke. Absolutely broke. I mean, I didn't have money to pay for gas. I didn't have money to pay for movies. I didn't have money to pay for nothing. Friday night, I'd rather stay home because I can't afford to go to the movie. So we'd go to Blockbuster and get a movie or watch the same movie 50 times over and over and over again. And I'd have to sell them why I want to spend more time with you. But there is a certain level of delayed gratification that most people at least rarely get a chance to experience, because when you're dating an entrepreneur, we typically tend to weigh them for where they are today, right? So if somebody is broke today, we think they're going to be broke forever. That's not the case. There's a 3 to 5 year period that there's a lot of pain financially until all of a sudden victory starts showing up. And most people, and this is not a good or a bad thing, most people cannot handle this. Most people would rather show up here and get someone. But if you can get through this phase with that person, the entrepreneur, male or female figure, whoever this person that's building their business, if we can get through this phase together and you grow, you have a certain loyalty from them that it's indescribable, because entrepreneurs also understand that a lot of people played a role in them becoming successful, and they feel indebted to the people that are loyal to them, because there's so many haters, so many people that are pushing you around, that you really, really, really appreciate people that had your back when you had nothing. So there's going to be a delayed gratification. There's not consistent cash flow. Don't expect to have, you know, if a person makes 50 grand 1 month, they could quite likely make, very likely make 16 grand the next month, and then 4 grand, and then 29,000, and 7,000, and 22,000. So just because somebody made 50,000 in a month doesn't mean it's going to happen every single month. That's part of the entrepreneurial life. So know that there's a delayed gratification with the type of income they have. Three, this is confusing sometimes, they need solitude at times. They need solitude at times. Now, why is that, that they need solitude? Now, you may say, but everybody needs this. I'm not talking about prayer or meditation in the morning. Sometimes they just want to be away from everybody, okay? And they need to just have a break for a day. It's not a month or 2 months or a week. It's a day. Sometimes it could be 4 hours. Sometimes it could be, they're not going doing anything else. They just need a break, because as an entrepreneur, your product is people. Your product is numbers. And people change so often that the emotion of an entrepreneur is constantly like going all over the place. So sometimes you just kind of need a break. And if someone doesn't know it, they may think, is he seeing somebody else? Is she seeing something? No, it's, they just need solitude sometimes. They need a break sometimes. They need to gain back their sanity sometimes. You'll typically hear a lot of entrepreneurs say on Sundays, they sleep 10 hours or 12 hours. Yeah, you hear so many of these stories. You know, I just sleep so many hours on a Sunday because I sleep 4 hours every day throughout the week. So my Sunday is refueling. That could happen sometimes. Sometimes it could be away at a gym, at a quiet place, just want to work and train, put music, and they don't want to hear anything, talk to anybody because they just need that peace. It could be yoga. It could be a place they need to go to feel by themselves. So this isn't, if someone doesn't understand this, someone could be offended by it. And a jealous person may say, well, wait a minute. How come it's not me? How come it's not about me? How come it's not? This has nothing to do with who they're dating. They just want to be alone a little bit to gain back their sanity. It actually helps the partner out if they understand this part. Next, point number four, they don't live by the 9-to-5 schedule. So if a lot of times, and I had some stats on this. I don't know if I pulled it up. I pulled it up here. I'll bring you back up. I pulled it up here on some numbers I'll give you. If you are accustomed to dating people that are 9-to-5, you are not going to get a 9-to-5 with an entrepreneur. By the way, if he does call at 5 o'clock, that's not an entrepreneur. He just says he's an entrepreneur, but he's not an entrepreneur. If she comes home at 5 o'clock and they leave at 9 and they work the traditional 9-to-5, that could be an executive. That could be an executive of a company, but it's not an entrepreneur. You can talk to any entrepreneur, startup founder. They'll tell you that is not an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are, they're going nonstop. They're going. They're going. They're going. So if you want them to come home at 5 and watch some shows with you at night, very rarely will you get somebody who's in the game, in the hunt, to want to do that. Now, there's obviously different levels of entrepreneurs. Somebody could get their business to a point where they're making 200 grand a year and they're very comfortable at 200 grand a year. They want to come home at that time and their goal was to get to $200,000 a year income so they can come home at 5 o'clock. That's their goal. That's totally fine. Then there may be a guy that's, you know, they want to get to $1 million a year, come and do that. And then there's somebody that's absolutely not driven by money. They're driven by creating things. And this is never going to stop. Never going to stop. That's the true entrepreneur, that the outcome has nothing to do with a dollar sign. The outcome has to do with, this is how I'm wired. I have to create for the rest of my life to live in this body and live in this mind. And there's nothing I can do about it. This doesn't mean I don't love you. I'm just always in the hunt. And some people don't like that, but you got to know that in advance on what that entrepreneur is wired to do. Because 9-to-5 is not going to work. So what's the solution for it? If you are dating an entrepreneur, they like schedules. Put a date in a schedule, truly. Babe, this Friday we're going out on a date. Perfect. Let's put it and then re-remind them. Do I need to really re-remind them? Yes. If they have an assistant, stay very close to the assistant. Assistant, remind them that yes. Schedule. Hey, on this day, babe, kids, okay, don't forget. Yes. Hey, can you remind? Yes. Hey, don't forget, in July, we're going to Hawaii. Yes. Hey, don't forget, December, it's Aspen. We talked about this for the last, yes, calendar, schedule. Okay, that's the part that you got to have in schedules. Point number five, and it's similar to it, but it's not. They usually never clock out. This point number five. They usually never clock out. You may be at a dinner at a restaurant, and you're sitting down and having dinner, and all of a sudden, they may go and do something like this. And you may say, babe, what are you doing? Babe, I'm talking to you. What are you doing, babe? Babe. Yeah. What's up? What happened, babe? Babe, where were you for the last 20 seconds? Babe, I'm right here, babe. What are you talking about? Baby, I was asking you 3 times. You didn't even... Babe, I'm so sorry. I'm sitting right here in front of you. But they're thinking. Their mind is going because they could have sat at a restaurant and seen something the manager did to an assistant that gave them an idea to add that to their office, to have that as an expectation, gave them an idea to talk to one of their executives and share this idea with them, and they're gone, completely gone. So you may take it as, he never pays any attention to me. It's just how they're wired sometimes. Now, they got to work on it. I'm not trying to give them all these alibis, but that's just kind of how they are, okay? And, you know, that's how they are. You may be sitting on a Sunday, you're sitting there watching a movie, and all of a sudden, they'll get up and they're gone for 30 minutes, and they're working on something for 30. What are you doing? I just had an idea. I have to work on something. They'll come back. They're never off. Their mind always goes. They could be sleeping at that middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. They wake up and they go type something out for 1 hour. That's a true entrepreneur. They're wired that way. That's how they're wired. If something's wired in a way, you know, that's just how they're wired. There's nothing you can do about the wiring. And if you change the wiring, you cut it, you change them, you kill them. And you don't want that either, right? So, you know, they rarely ever clock out. Point number six, they don't do very well with ultimatums. Let me tell you what I mean by ultimatums. For instance, I got a call from one of my friends from many, many, many years ago, growing up, and he said, you know, he's been trying to get into a relationship, and he says, Pat, he's an entrepreneur. He says, Pat, I'm dating this girl, and, you know, I'm at a point right now where I feel like I need to settle down. I'm in my mid-30s. I said, okay. He says, but she told me this. I said, what'd she tell you? She says, it's either me or the business, because she can't stand the fact that I'm working the way I am and I'm running a business. And I said, what's your answer? She says, well, I don't know. What do you think I should do? I said, I'm not going to give you my advice. I said, how are you wired yourself? He says, Pat, I don't think I can really do this. I said, why do you think? He says, because you're asking me to change myself. You see, when somebody says it's either me or the business, let me explain to you how an entrepreneur sees that. So maybe it'll help understand. The entrepreneur says it's either your arm or me. What's more important? I love you, but I'm not going to cut my arm off, or you're telling me to be a whole different human being to be with you. We're not living in biblical times. I'm not going to cut my arm off for you. If you want me, this is me. This is how I come. Do you like it? You don't like it, go find somebody else. But this is how I'm wired. I've been like this for 22 years. I've been like this for 38 years. It doesn't mean I'm not going to change and improve myself with maturity. I am. But I'm an entrepreneur. I'm in the hunt. I'm going after it. I want to build something special and significant for my life. And I want to build it with you, but not if you're trying to change me. So on the other side, somebody may say, well, they spend more time with the business. They love me. They love the business more than they love me. No, it's how they are. It's how they are. It's how they're wired. It's somebody says, you know, babe, I'm pregnant. What do you want me to do? When you're pregnant, you go through this. A man may feel like, but what's more important to you, the baby or me? What are you talking about? This is something, you know, we don't understand when the first pregnancy, we're on our third one now, so now I get a grasp understanding of it. So I go, who's more important, me or the baby? I'm your husband. That's an ultimatum. You don't put a mother in a position like that. You don't put an entrepreneur in a position to say it's the business or me. They'll typically take them as who they are for a human being. Because the last thing you want is date somebody and then 10, 20 years later they have resentment. Then it can lead to worse things. You had somebody that decided to change their own DNA to be with you, all because of you. You have a delayed time bomb of someone that could eventually become your biggest enemy in your life because you try to change them. I don't recommend that. One of the best recommendations I got before I got married, I was dating a girl at one point, and I went to one of my mentors, one of my pastors, and I said, hey, this is what I'm experiencing. What do you think? He said, does it bother you? I said, a lot. He said, can you deal without it? I said, no, I cannot. I can't deal with this. And he said, it's just going to get more. So if you can't deal with it now, don't think it's going to disappear. And I had to make that decision and move on. It wasn't easy. It was very difficult because, you know, I really care for this human being, but I had to move on. So if somebody's really trying to change somebody and you're an entrepreneur, if the person does change, it's just a matter of time till the person goes back to being true to who they are. You're going to be true back to who you are. The entrepreneur, the real entrepreneur, is going to go back being true to themselves. Okay. Number eight, they will miss events. Let me explain to you what I mean by missing events. One of the best examples of a book on missing events is Total Recall, right there, right behind me. Total Recall by Arnold Schwarzenegger. If we can put up a picture of it, Ilya. Total Recall by Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you read this book or listen to, I highly recommend this book. Fascinating. He tells a story. I used to tell this story 15 years ago of what happened when he was coming to America to compete for Mr. Olympia, and his father passed away right before Mr. Olympia. And he talks to his mother, and the mother was very disappointed that Arnold wasn't going back to Austria to go to the funeral. And Arnold said, if my dad was alive and he could see, he would tell me, go after your dreams and go to Mr. Olympia. Family didn't understand it. He goes to Mr. Olympia. He wins. He becomes who he is. And then he goes and brings his mom and buys a house and takes care of mom. Mom is set up forever and the whole family. But at that moment, it didn't make any sense that he missed that event. Now, somebody may watch this and say, what a cold-hearted bastard Arnold Schwarzenegger is. I don't know about that. You may say, oh, you know what? I can't believe who you're making him as an example. Forget about some of his things that he's done. The guy went from being an immigrant to winning Mr. Olympia 6 or 7 times to being a Hollywood actor in some major movies to being a governor of one of the biggest states in America, number 7 economy in the world. I think I maxed out his life in business, in health, in politics, in entertainment. I mean, what else can you ask for? This guy's done a lot of stuff in his life and married a Kennedy family individual. You're going to miss a lot of events. So the way I would do with my family, this is how I did it with my family for many years till today. What are some events that you are not willing to compromise that you want me to be there? Christmas, Thanksgiving, Perfect. Those are the days. Everything else, I'm running a business. I'm going to do my best to be at this. But most likely, I'm running. No problem. Okay, fair enough. But you got to tell me what else you want me to be there and tell me in advance so I'm prepared for it. Yes. So don't expect them to make every party. You may go to a party and then he or she may show up late. Why is he always late? Your friends will say things like that to you. Why is she always late? They're an entrepreneur. You know, as an entrepreneur, you got a shot clock. If you don't make your business work, it's going out of business. If it goes out of business, potentially your life savings is gone. If your life savings is gone, you're going back to square one. You've been working on square one for many, many years. No one wants to do that. They don't want to do that. Very painful to bring up the business. Very, very painful. And so they're going to miss a lot of events. And if you're not comfortable with, if you want them to make every single event, you may not want to date an entrepreneur because they're going to miss some events. On the complete opposite side, they may miss some events, but long term, they're going to take you to the most ridiculous events ever. I'm talking about stuff that you see in movies. You know, if you support and really develop and encourage, these guys can definitely go and experience some events that you dream about, you read about, you see in movies, you see in TV, you know, people always fantasize about. These are the types of events you will experience. But if that's not important to you, you know, maybe there's no value in being with an entrepreneur. If you want a life that's exhilarating, possibilities, what if the unknown, let's go max out life, that's the life of an entrepreneur is what it is. At least what they're shooting for. By the way, all that stuff could still not happen. So there is a risk involved. You gotta make that decision if you wanna be involved in that risk or not. Number 9, they're frequent travelers. They're gonna be away quite regularly. They travel a lot. And so you'll say, you know, why is he always on the road? You know, we're gonna have to go meet with vendors, clients, you know, offices, business partners, you know, investors. They're traveling all the time. They're gonna be on the road quite a lot. So you gotta figure out a way to entertain yourself because they are going to travel. Especially if they're building a national business, meeting with other people, partners, that's going to take place. Number 9, they will talk to strangers quite regularly. This is very awkward the first time when you date an entrepreneur. Somebody's never dated an entrepreneur before. You'll go to a restaurant, they'll start a conversation with a stranger. Why'd you talk to her, babe? Why are you flirting with her? Flirting with who? I was talking to them. Seemed like you were flirting. No, I'm talking to them. I didn't ask for a number, it was just a pure conversation. I felt like you were talking to them. I'm not. I'm just talking. Hey, what happened over here? What was this all about? Why do you talk to everybody everywhere we go? You got to stop talking to people. Talk to me. They're curious people. They're curious people. They want to learn from everybody. So everything to them is opportunities, right? Now, this is not everybody. I'm not trying to say 100% everyone's in this box. No, but generally, they're curious beings. So they want to learn from other people, right? So they're going to talk to some strangers. And so if you're not comfortable with that, you may not like it, but you got to know that in advance. To some people, it's fascinating. Man, he wants to learn. She's always asking, man, she's always wanting to learn from people. I meet so many different people being with her, being with him. That's so amazing. That's how it is being with an entrepreneur as well, okay? Number 10, they ask a lot of questions. Hey, why do you think this happens? You know how when you have a 4-year-old kid or a 3-year-old kid, why are cheetahs so fast? You know, why is it that, you know, boys have such and such. My son the other day says, Daddy, why is it that I have a huevito? You know, huevito, you know, if you speak Spanish, huevito is an interesting word. And, when he's going to the bathroom and our nanny talks to me, speaks fluent Spanish, now both my boys, they use some interesting, Daddy, why is it that I have that? entrepreneurs are always asking, why do you think that happened? Why did they do that? What was that all about? What do you think about this? You think that was good? Do you think that was good? Do you think that was good? Do you think we presented well? Do you think that was good? Do you think I did a good job? What do you think about this part? How do you feel about that part? They're always asking questions. They're always curious. Their mind is always asking questions. They'll ask you a lot of questions as well themselves. Next one, they'll usually attract the spotlight. The spotlight's usually going to be on the entrepreneur. I've seen many times where this has been a problem. I don't like him getting all the spotlight. How about me? I don't like her getting all the spotlight. How about him? And, you know, the entrepreneur needs to make an effort to give the spotlight to a spouse as well all the time. You need to be doing that because that person's playing a very important, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. I told this to my father, there's not many people I could have married. Not many people, because I know myself, I'm self-aware of myself to know what bothers me and how I'm wired, that I had to make sure the person I married was someone who knew how I'm wired, not necessarily them. How I'm wired, not because I'm more important. No, because I know my faults. I know my issues. I'm very self-aware of how I'm wired. I know that. But I wouldn't be where I'm at without the partner. So keep this in mind. This is not a single guy doing this video where somebody may watch this and say, is Pat against this? No, it's not. Pat's not against this. Pat's about doing it the right way so you make sure this doesn't continuously happen and both people are disappointed. It's just knowing how are you wired and how is that person wired. So I'm all about having healthy marriages. I'm all about having healthy relationships. But I think too often we're not prepared in knowing what to expect. And we're not self-aware as entrepreneurs, and we're not open with the other person how we're wired. You know, the first 3 to 6 months, we'll lie to each other. You know how it is when you go on a date. Oh, I love flowers too, baby. Oh my gosh, you don't understand what kind of flowers I like the most. Sometimes I just like to look at the grass, see grow. It's so amazing to me. It shows the power of God. And you know what I like? What do you like? Oh my goodness, you know, the other day I was watching these birds chirping. And when I was watching these birds chirp, I mean, we will make up the dumbest things in dates. Okay, I highly recommend, if it's serious, don't talk about the birds chirping. If you can't stand the birds chirping, I'm not gonna tell you I haven't used that line before, but I didn't use the line when I was clear on what I wanted and I was self-aware of myself. No one cares about birds chirping if you don't care about the birds chirping, okay? And so, but anyways, I think you kind of get the idea. You're gonna have attract a lot of the spotlight. If that bothers you, it's going to bother you. This doesn't mean they kind of like you also having your identity. There's not a problem with you having your own identity. So it's not like you can't have your own identity. That's just, they're just wired. They tend to attract the spotlight. But it brings attention to everybody. So you, if you also have a cause that you want to do something, that can bring attention to your cause as well if you're clear about your cause. Point number 12. Your friends and family may either love them or hate them. Let me explain to you what I mean by this. Just know a statistic. I want to look up a number that was done by, who did this study? It was a study done, let's put the link on the bottom. It was a study done by Inc.com. I'll put on the bottom with the link. I wanted to find out what percentage of Americans were entrepreneurs. So think about this. 27 million Americans are entrepreneurs. When it comes down to the adults, 14% of American workers are entrepreneurs. So what does that mean to you and I? Here's what it means to me. This is how I interpret this number. That means 86% of people don't know what it is to be married to an entrepreneur. 14% are entrepreneurs. That means 86% have never dated or married. They may have dated, but they're no longer with them. They don't know what it is to be with an entrepreneur. So the advice your friends and family may give you, they're coming from a place of, I married a 9-to-5er. So their feedback to you is how their 9-to-5er was. That is not a person you want to get feedback from. I had somebody would come up to me and say, well, this person told me to do this. When I asked, does that person work 9-to-5? Yes. Why are you taking advice from somebody that's working 9-to-5 on how to make your marriage work when you're not working 9-to-5? You're an athlete. You're an artist. You're a creator. That person's not, nothing wrong with them. They're a supporting cast, but you're the one that's in the absolute stadium fighting, playing big, getting crushed, getting killed, getting torn up, getting hurt at times. And here's somebody that's trying to tell you how for you to make your life work as an entrepreneur. That doesn't make any sense to me. Ask feedback from an all-the-timer that made their marriage work and their relationship work, how they went about making it work, and they had healthy kids being raised. That's the person you want to ask feedback from when it comes down to something like this. So know that if only 14% of American workers are entrepreneurs, that means only 86% of people know what it is to have an entrepreneur in their family. So if they have, if the girl you're dating or the guy you're dating, you're the entrepreneur, that person's, you know, not, if his or her parents, neither one of them have been entrepreneurs, they will always measure you. My father was always there. My mom was this. But they're 9 to 5. It's not a fair assessment. But she may say, I totally know my father was an entrepreneur. Boom, that's good. So what kind of hours would your dad work? That perfect. Okay. You know, I asked a couple the other day, I took him out, and the girl who her father was an entrepreneur did very well, making $600,000-$700,000 as a doctor. She said, but my dad, you know, he was always coming home. Really? Yes. How old was your dad when you were born? He was in his mid-40s. Had he already been making his money? Oh yeah, he was already established, built his business. Okay. So your dad wanted to go till his mid-40s, build a business of $500,000, $600,000 a year income, and then you experienced the final product. Yes. So you were not there in the startup days when he was building up business. No. So can you see how unfair it is for you to measure your spouse that you're thinking about getting married to your father at 45? Well, he's only 32. Never thought about it that way. So maybe your mother was a little bit more patient with the results, and maybe you need to be a little bit more patient. You know what? Good counsel. Go talk to your dad and see what the time was. She went and talked to the dad, came back and said, yes, my dad was in a hunt. By the time I got there, the hunt went lower because he was already at $600,000-$700,000 income. His goal was to get to that point. Great. And that was his goal. But you got to know that most people don't know what it is to be within entrepreneurs. So when you're asking counsel from somebody else, a friend or a relative, should I or should I not? What do you think about him? Mom or dad may say, he works way too hard. She works way too hard. They're going to say that because they don't know what it is to be with an entrepreneur. Be sure you can take counsel from the right people in areas that they have experience in. Number 13, they have strong opinions. They have very strong opinions. They're probably going to have strong opinions possibly about politics, about finance, about economy, about health, about most. They're typically strong opinions. The reason why they typically have strong opinions is because no one gives everything to one thing unless if there's a strong conviction in them that produces this drive, this passion to give that much energy and effort to doing something. That's caused from a lot of strong opinions having created over the years. Some may not have it, but most are going to have strong opinions. And that doesn't mean you have to agree with it or not. It just means they have strong opinions. If some of them are that critical where you and him totally think about politics in completely different ways, somebody brought up the idea the other day saying, what's more important? Marrying somebody that could be similar faith or similar economic system. I said, I think it's more important marrying somebody that's on a similar economical system. They said, why? I said, it's very hard for a capitalist and a communist to be married for a long time. Very hard. Very, very hard. But if a Christian marries a Catholic, similar beliefs, Ten Commandments, similar beliefs. If a LDS marries a Scientologist, yes, it's very different, but if they both believe in capitalism and hard work, it's going to probably work out. Still, it's don't be promiscuous, don't cheat, don't steal, don't do this, don't do this. It's a lot of the similarities there, so I think it's important the opinions being the same, but they're typically going to have strong opinions. Now, point number 14, they despise lazy people. They don't just not like them, they despise lazy people. They don't like lazy people. They cannot stand lazy people. If they date somebody that they even get a feeling that this person may be lazy, they just want the victory, entrepreneurs can typically read through the BS. Just keep that in mind. You're going to be able to read through the BS. That would be a very, very short-lived relationship. If somebody else is very lazy, they're not a fan of dating lazy people. They also want you to be in a hunt for something. You know, they want to date somebody that's also in the hunt because they want to learn from you as well. So they don't want it to be just about that. And then last but not least, they get bored very quickly. They get bored very, very quickly. So they want somebody that's also in it, hungry, growing, improving, you know, feeding, not feeding food, feeding information, feeding knowledge. Like you're also learning, you're also growing, you're also spontaneous, you're also doing things, you're also up for doing, hey, let's go out there and travel. They're typically very spontaneous. They don't like, being bored too much. And so, they're always wanting to do something. So it's about learning something, constantly learning something is what it is that they want to do. So you got to keep this couple things in mind. I'll wrap it up with this here. It pretty much comes down to one thing. Is if you, a lot of times, you hear things saying, well, he married her and she changed him. And now he is amazing, right? I think an entrepreneur marries somebody and they change by choice because of love, because of experiences, because of somebody in their corner, because of loyalty, because of support, because behind the closed doors, this person really supports them. It's almost like the movie Field of Dreams, where Kevin Costner says, I heard this voice. If you build it, they will come. And then she says, well, if you did hear that voice, let's take our savings and build a field. Now, you got to know, that's absolutely ludicrous. But behind every amazing entrepreneur that does something big that everybody knows about, I guarantee you, there's a even a stronger partner, woman, husband they married that backed them up, that gave them the strength that they have. I guarantee you. You may see the final product, but you don't see the spouse. I promise you meet the spouse, you're going to say, oof, now I get it. Now I totally get it. Because he lifts him up. Because she lifts her up. Because she lifts him up. He lifts her up. You can totally see this, right? So, but if you try to change the entrepreneur, they're wired that way for a reason. If you try to say you have problems, you have issues, you're mental, you may be sick, you may be this, they already know they have problems. You don't need to tell them they have problems. But they're typically self-aware of themselves. Sooner than later, preferably you hope for them to be sooner than later. Normally it's sooner because they've been told that all their lives. You have ADHD, you don't pay attention, you're paying attention to butterflies. It's not the first time somebody told them that. So after about hearing that a couple thousand times, you realize, maybe I am different. But if you do have the courage to date an entrepreneur, know this. The same way you get a luxury of marrying a soldier, that you yourself also have the honor to say, at least my spouse, my partner, serves my country and brings safety and freedom to a lot of people. That's honorable what he does or what she does. So they may be gone for 2 years to Iraq or 2 years to Afghanistan or 2 years to whatever place, and you may not see them with kids. You're going to see your entrepreneur, the military, at least you don't see them. You know the cause is a bigger cause. You may be married to an athlete. You know, an athlete, the life is a very interesting life. An artist, an actor, a pastor. I mean, you get stats like Billy Graham, who baptized 210 million people around the world for his religion. He believes in Christianity. I mean, that's, you better believe that's being away from the family quite a lot. But the wife has to support that, or else this is not going to happen. You know, history books are not going to remember this man that came and did this and goes to Korea and 1.2 million people show up. For what? You know, when you have athletes that make some world changes, that do something special behind closed doors, there was somebody that played a very, very important role in Magic's life, Magic Johnson's life. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. So there are a lot of pain initially, but by far, there's a lot more fruits of the labor long term than pain. So if you do see interest in wanting to date this entrepreneur, just anticipate all these 15 things that could happen and don't be surprised by it. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.